the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. And here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Today, President Obama hosts an online town hall meeting to answer questions from the public about his $3.6 trillion budget, the economy, and what's being done to fix it. The event is expected to begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is back on Capitol Hill today. Geithner is expected to unveil plans to expand the power of government watchdogs. Among the expected proposals, setting a limit on risk-taking at companies considered vital to the nation's economy. Large firms would have to have more cash reserves on hand, and the government will be given the power to take over non-banking financial institutions. Not much time to lose in Fargo, North Dakota, as residents and volunteers scramble to fill sandbags and build dikes. The Red River could crest at a record 41 feet sometime Saturday. Evacuation plans are ready just in case. North Dakota isn't the only state bracing for dangerous weather. Southern states are on watch for extreme thunderstorms. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues her trip to Mexico to talk trade and the growing drug violence on both sides of the border. Drug cartels are blamed for more than 6,200 killings in Mexico last year. Clinton says the United States shares the blame for Mexico's drug wars and pledged to boost cooperation to improve security in both countries. Ahead of next week's G20 summit, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is in Brazil, where he's to meet with the country's president. His visit comes on the heels of a stop in New York and at the UN, where he denounced corporate greed and protectionism. He also called for a coordinated response to reshape the world economic order and its regulatory structure. IBM is expected to announce it plans to lay off about 5,000 employees. These cards make up 4% of IBM's workforce in the United States. This comes after January layoffs when IBM cut thousands of workers. All right, be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. And of course, we will have updates right here throughout the day.